Tyler Knott Gregson is a poet. He's an author. He's a photographer. I first found his work on Instagram with this typewriter series. He does amazing stuff, and he's got a new book out called Chasers of the Light. And he's kind enough to join us now. Hello, Tyler. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's everything going?
Good. I am, first of all, where do we find you this morning? Where are you?
I am in Helena, Montana, and I live right up in the mountains, overlooking the city.
What's it like in Montana around this time of year? I have no concept of climate outside. I'm an East Coast guy, so I have no idea what it's doing in Montana right now.
You know what? It's pretty weird. Last week, we left for a trip to shoot a wedding, and we had to leave at like 6 in the morning, and it was snowing. And this week, I think it's supposed to be like 87 degrees today, so... They kind of say in Montana, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes.
Right.
And it's really true. You never know what it's going to be. But, yeah, so today it's supposed to be hot. And then, I don't know, we've had snow on the 4th of July before. So you just kind of never know.
The book is called Chasers of the Light, and it's poems from the typewriter series. I have to admit, I'm a huge fan of this and have been for a couple of years now. And I first found it on Instagram. And I'm curious about what the origins of it are. How did the typewriter series start? Did you set out to have it be this?
I've been writing for a long time. And poetry was kind of one of the things that I think I naturally took to, just because I really don't like things that have a lot of rules on them. And so, you know, I think when I began writing, I was probably 12 or 13, and I was in school where, you know, we were told that we had to write essays that had to be 5 paragraphs, and they had to have a thesis, and they had to, you know, cover a certain range of topics. And I could not stay on task with any of those things. And so for me, poetry was one of those things where I had all of these things inside my brain, and I kind of didn't know what to do with them. And so I would just let them out. And I really didn't, I tried to never censor it, and I tried to never make it make sense. And so, yeah, I've been writing for a long time, and about 5 years ago, I was in an antique store in Helena, and there was this really beautiful old, it was in late 1930s, typewriter there, and it still had the original ribbon on it, and I've been doing at the time a bunch of these blackout poems where I just take broken book pages, and I use a Sharpie, and I, you know, circle certain words, and I try to make a new poem out of a book, and I had one of those books in my hand, and I just put this title page in there and just to see if the ribbon would work. And standing there in this little typewriter, in this little antique store, I started typing. And that's actually what became the first poem in the book. And I knew right there that it was something that, I don't know, it felt like relief to me to have to pour it all out in one thing. And there was no editing. You couldn't move stuff around. It was kind of just whatever came out. That was a snapshot of that exact moment in time, and I loved it. And so, I don't know, for me, it was one of those things where I wanted to do every single day. And so I've been doing it every single day for 900 and some odd days.
It's amazing work, and like I said, I'm a big fan of it. Were you known before the typewriter thing took off, or is this kind of what built the Tyler Knott Gregson following?
A little bit, yeah. I started doing, when I first started sharing my writing online, I want to say I had maybe 10 or 11 followers, and they're all family and friends. And I just kind of, I kept a blog up, you know, on and off from about 2004 on. And it's just a way for my family to kind of stay up with what I was doing and where I was. And, you know, it's kind of a public place to just place all these random thoughts that were in my brain. But the really followers didn't start happening until I started doing a daily haiku on love, which is another thing I do every day. And that's been going straight for about 5.5 years. I've never missed a day of that either. And those kind of started getting followers for me and kind of started spreading my words around. But really, it wasn't until the typewriter series that, like you said, things kind of took off and all of those people started finding me and sharing the words, and the snowball effect kind of started taking place.
Was there a moment that it just exploded? Like, what was the thing that made it so big, or was it just a slow matriculation of all these people?
You know, it was kind of both. It was a slow snowball for a long time, and, you know, every day it would be 10 or 15 more followers, or, you know, some days it might be a little busier, some days slower. But then a few celebrities started kind of catching wind of what I was doing, and then they would share, you know, even if it was one poem, they would share one of their favorites on their social networking sites. And, you know, it was like that game Telephone. All of their followers had followers and so on. And so, yeah, a few celebrities sharing it is really kind of what catapulted it into the into what it is now. And the main one was probably when Christina Perry, the singer.
Exactly. That's how I found out about you, was through Christina Perry, because she's a Philadelphia girl, and I follow her. And then I saw her post your work a couple years ago, and that's how I got in and got involved.
Yeah, and so to this day, you know, when people are like, how did this happen? I'm always like, wow, it's Christina Perry's fault. So she was really the one that introduced my stuff to a lot larger of an audience. And, you know, I'm extremely thankful for that. It's amazing. And it's just, it's interesting. It shows how small the world is now that, you know, social networking kind of ties everything together. You're able to reach corners of the planet that you'd never, ever be able to reach otherwise.
It is fascinating, and we're talking to Tyler Knott Gregson. The book is called Chasers of the Light. It's the Poems from the Typewriter series. And it is fascinating now when you look at, like, the Instagram Explore page, how many of it is you, and then also how many of it is people that have copied it along the way, which is interesting to me. And yes, it's different people, but it's still them doing they're essentially doing their own typewriter series. I don't know how you feel about that, if that's the sincerest form of flattery, or if you're like, that's kind of my thing.
Yeah, you know, I think at the very beginning when I was trying really hard to, you know, be honest with everything that I was saying. And it felt like, for me, writing has been something that I've always felt like I just needed to do. It felt like it was, you know, an imperative. I just had to get these things out of me, or else I felt a little bit crazy. And so when I started seeing all these other ones pop up doing, I mean, sometimes they're even being named typewriter series and, you know, doing the exact same thing and borrowing phrases and words and themes that I seem to touch on a lot. At first, it kind of threw me off. I didn't know how to think about it. But honestly, poetry for a long time, I felt like it's something that was kind of like a dirty word in the literary world. And nobody did it anymore. And I mean, I found that out a lot when I would get emails from people telling me that they thought I was a writer that has been dead for 50 years. And I didn't like that poetry was dying. And so I don't know. I don't even know if it's flattery. I just think it's amazing that poetry is kind of having a revival. And I don't know what role I played in that, but I love it. I love seeing people creating. I think that's, you know, the world tends to spend a lot of time figuring out ways to destroy things. The more we can make, I think the better off we're all going to be. So
it is,
I kind of like it.
It is neat to think about, you know, how history will reflect on this. Poetry that lives online and on Instagram and in these places, mm-hmm. how it will stack up eventually against some of the great poets of our time. And if it's going to, you know, I wonder about that. I wonder, in 50 years from now, are we going to hold up, like, Instagram pictures as the great poets of that generation? It'll be neat to see kind of how it all shapes out.
Yeah, it will. That's why I'm really glad that I was able to do something in actual print, something that I could hold, because for me, the typewriter, that was what made it so much more cathartic to me, was that when I typed out one of those poems, it was something that I could feel, and it made, everything's digital today, and so the ability to make it a little bit more analog felt really good, and it felt good to be able to hold a poem on a piece of paper that I just typed. And so I'm really happy that I was able to put something into a book, because I don't know what will happen with all of the digital works that are being created today. And it's just exciting for me to feel like I have something in both worlds now. You know, I like you said, if 50 years from now we're looking back on Instagram posts as you know, the poetry of our age, I'm glad to have one there and then something in a little bit older style of the world too.
I have to ask you about the process, because they do pop up every day, these typewriter series poems and the haikus.
Yeah.
Do you do them, like, one a day, or are they stockpiled and you go, all right, well, today's a Wednesday, I'm going to put this one out there?
It kind of depends on how much I have to travel. I travel a lot. I own a wedding photography company with my partner. Her name's Sarah. And so we travel a lot. We're gone a lot. Like, we leave tomorrow morning. We have to fly into St. Louis and go somewhere else. And So we're gone a lot. And if I know I'm going to have a long stretch of time at home, I won't worry about it. And I'll just type it when I wake up, and then I'll scan it and post it. But if I know I'm going to be gone, then I'll do the same thing. I'll go to the typewriter, I'll type it up. But if I know I'm going to be gone for maybe 5 or 6 days, I'll type them up and I'll get them ready. So then when I'm on the road, I just, you know, bring up my phone and it's queued up and ready to go, and I can post it and not miss a day. But the same process exists whether I'm doing it for that day or if I'm, you know, doing it for a few days in advance. I just kind of go up to the typewriter and I spill it out and scan it, and that's the end of it.
Is there ever pressure associated with that? Because I would imagine when writing comes from a place where it's cathartic, you know, there's some times where you don't need to spill anything out. So, you know, building a trend where it's something that you're giving people every day, is there ever a time where you go, oh, man, I don't know if I have anything in me today?
And so far, I haven't. And like I said, I don't like things that have a lot of rules. And so I'm sure if that day comes, I just won't do it that day.
Right.
But so far, there's always been words. And I don't know, for me, it's like I said, I just have needed to get them out. And I get a question a lot on emails and comments, and people ask me if I'm ever worried about writer's block. And honestly, for me, it's usually the opposite. And I know that sounds weird, but it's usually that there's too many, and they, you know, it keeps me up at night. You know, I leave my phone by my bed, so with a text message to my email. So if I have lines in my head that won't leave me alone, I can just send them to my email and then deal with them later. But yeah, so far, every time it's come time, there's been words, and I guess when that runs out, I'll be like, oh, good, I don't have to do this today. I get a day off today, finally.
Right. Tyler Knight Gredson, the book is Chasers of the Light, Poems from the Typewriter Series. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of your work, and hope you don't hit writer's block anytime soon, because I enjoy it. And it's my favorite follow on Instagram. And you know what? It is true. In a digital world, I am looking forward to having this just sitting on my coffee table.
Oh, it means a lot. I really appreciate it.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure.